So here's what's going to happen. Myself, let me tell you why. Last night, we were in prayer, praying into the season. And we were praying and praying. And after we finished praying, I stayed back. And I stayed back till 3 a.m. this morning. And somewhere in between then, the Lord visited me. And he showed me through an experience something has been born. There was a release that took place this day, Pentecost Sunday. And God says, begin to expect visible changes, because I'm about to do something and I will not leave anybody anymore lukewarm. And it's going to come two ways. Either you go after God, you surrender to God and let the fire and let the purpose and let the plans of God envelop you, and let why you are a Christian in this age begins to possess you, go radically for God. Or this is what's going to happen. God is about to start stripping everybody of the idols of their lives. No! Everything that you are holding on to that is making you lukewarm is about to be attacked. Everything that is making you give excuses is about to be dealt with. Every idol of your heart, God's finger is about to touch it. You will never, either you are going to go all for God or you're going to go out of the world, out of the system. Let me tell you something about David. When David faced crisis, he went deeper with God. And no matter how bad the crisis was, no matter what the situation was, David went deeper with God. That's how you know the children of God. God is about to separate if you are for God or not. You are going to find out very soon. God will do it. Excuse is over. You've had enough preaching, you've seen enough, and you are playing. It's over. We can't sit here and the lost go. God cannot move because we have so much idols, and his spirit can't even relax in this place. He wants to separate, and his finger of fire is about to start that. And watch what will happen when God finds a remnant of people whose hearts are united for one purpose, to please God and to honor him radically. Enough is enough. That's the word. You would think I'm kidding. You watch what will begin to happen to people from now. Ministers that have been playing games, money, all this stuff, watch what will start happening from today. Amen. A shaking in the church is going to start. Amen. Don't worry about the world. It's starting in the church. God is now about to find out who you are serving, money or God. Whoa. Yourself or God. Amen. It's over. God is going to shake every idol in your life. Amen. If they are not idol, don't worry about it. Enjoy it. Have a Holy Ghost time. God will bless you with more. God will promote you. But if they are idols, get ready for what is going to happen. God can no more be on the back burner. God can no more be the third, fourth person in your life. He is the King of glory. He created you for a purpose. He has you here for a reason. If that is not his priority, it's over. Either you are for God or you're not. Before you realize it, the world is coming after the church. But God says, get ready. I'm about to raise up a remnant of people. After this purging of the church, the world will run with, you will see what God is about to do.